Thank you. We've been talking about metta, and I'm going to lead a practice. It's maybe a little different than if you've done metta before. Might be slightly different, maybe a bit more free-flowing. But I'm going to give different alternatives, so hopefully you can find a kind of a form that you feel that you connect with. So metta is that quality of heart that lives in us all, that is open, connected, caring. And in metta, in this quality of heart of metta, it's not a although it's often presented as a kind of a dualistic practice, like I am offering metta to someone, or I am offering metta to myself, which in a way creates a sense of, you know, who's offering metta to whom. And yet it's instrumental. We do that because it's a practice, and it helps us to connect with that quality of heart. And actually, metta is it's not a dualistic realization. And the more we realize metta, the more we live in and from this quality of loving kindness, the more we understand and appreciate and realize that that really the offering of metta is it's that we're all swimming in metta together, that we're all that in offering metta I'm receiving metta, in connecting with another being, another person, another living being, with love, with a love that is unconditional, that the boundaries begin to become more transparent and to dissolve in our experience. So I'd like to invite you to begin by taking a posture which feels comfortable and stable. So when we're practicing metta, we're not taking a posture which is challenging, and we want to be at ease. We want the body to be at ease, and yet at the same time, not slack, but easeful. And if at some point you want to shift your posture, then you could do so. Don't feel that you have to work with it. Just be easy about that. And begin by breathing into the heart. Just feeling the breath in the heart. And in whatever way you feel you can, open to a sense of spaciousness of heart, receptivity of heart. Presence of heart. So bring to mind a person or a being. It could be an animal. It could be a tree. Some living being that evokes an arising of love, of appreciation, of goodwill within you, and just holding that in a visual awareness or a kind of visceral awareness, perhaps, just a sense of presence of this living being. Just allow the heart to connect and just envelop that living being in a field of love, a field of metta. And so this may be easy, or it may be something that feels a little bit distant or hard, you know, you can't quite connect with it. So different people practice in different ways, and that's all good. There's no judgment around this. Self-judgment doesn't work when we're practicing metta, so just let that one go. And just play with it, be easy with it, be kind and gentle with it. And and you can bring some words to into the field. You can bring a word like just saying metta, or love, or deep appreciation, toward this being, and with a sense of really wanting this being, this person, this animal, this life form, to thrive. Just so much appreciation for their presence, what they offer life, and a wishing that it may thrive. This metta has been sometimes compared to the scent of a flower, that it's shared in a way without grasping or without any agenda for itself. And so let the fragrance of your metta fill this field. So it may be that some phrases, some short phrases, would help to collect the mind and form the intention. So I'm going to say some phrases. Maybe you have your own that you like to use. So this is also a good way to connect with metta and to bring it into the field. So addressing this being, may you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. So if another being, and it could even be a lake or the sky, you can perhaps recall some time looking at a tree framed by a clear blue sky and feeling your heart very full with life. So if another life form, another being comes to mind, you can offer metta to this one, opening this field of metta, sharing it with a person, perhaps a dear friend, a parent, a child, a grandparent, a teacher, a student. And as you bring this being into this field of love, of love without conditions, of love with no agenda, notice how your heart feels. Notice the quality of heart. Notice if there's a quality of love, appreciation, whatever word you might put to it. Of openness, connection. And you can turn your attention toward this experience of the heart, this quality of heart, and in a way immerse yourself in it. Let that quality of love be like a wellspring that nourishes you. And you don't have to think about impermanence or seeing it rise and fall. Just allowing yourself to deeply be absorbed in it, if that happens. Or to deeply feel it in your body, feel it in your heart, just noticing how it lives in you. Connecting with words, if this is helpful. the phrases I just shared with you. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. And as you do this practice, allow the one who is sitting on your cushion, the one who is sitting on your chair, your bench, let that one also come into your field of metta, appreciating the beauty, the goodness, unique gifts that this one brings into the stream of life as well. Letting that quality of love without conditions, love without an agenda, allowing that quality of love to be felt, to be received, be tasted and drunk. Maybe somebody will come to mind who you don't feel as close to. Maybe somebody you don't know so well, maybe a neighbor or somebody at your workplace or school or in your neighborhood. Allow this person also, this being, to come into this field of metta. Perhaps opening to the mystery, opening to not knowing the depth, the wonder, the beauty of this person. And notice how that metta, what is that, how is that known in your body, in your heart, in your mind? Without judging, maybe it feels a little a little less full. Well, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it feels more full. And in the same way, offering this, extending this love to this other being, not quite so close, perhaps. And maybe somebody, even that's a little distant, somebody that is a little hard to communicate with, or not so pleasant to be with, or just a little friction maybe, or just, you know, not a preference to be with this person for whatever reasons. And invite this person into the field of metta as well. Just notice how that feels without any judgment. Just notice what's the quality of connection. Maybe opening our hearts to the birds that we hear outside. Calling at the twilight, living their daily cycle, the cycle of their life, cycle of their days and nights. And now, as we bring the practice to a close, to extend this circle in all directions to all the people here, extending to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south, above and below, to all beings. May all beings be well. May all beings have what they need for life. May all beings be happy. And may they live with peace and ease on this earth.